Good afternoon, students. So today we will look at the sounds of English with respect to the vowels. As you have seen in the last few lectures, we have laid stress on the vowel quadrilateral, looking into both the articulatory as well as the acoustic properties of vowels and vocoids. So we have seen that there are 8 primary cardinal vowels and how they are differentiated in terms of conceptual space. And with respect to those, we describe our vowels. So today we will look at some short descriptions about the vowels in standard British English, or which is sometimes known as received pronunciation, or RP, which is basically the most native of the varieties and most standard of the varieties that are investigated and described in detail in the literature. Now, it is also sometimes known as standard Southern British English, or SSBE for short. And today's lecture is devoted to these vowels of SSBE. So in describing the vowels of the SSBE or RP, I will follow the same classificatory system that I explained in the last lecture. And accordingly, the vowels of SSBE are described or will be described in terms of the vowel diagram that was introduced and explained in the last lecture. The description of SSBE monophthongs, or vowels as they are known as sometimes, will therefore I will describe in A the part of the tongue that is raised, B the height of that part of the tongue, and C the position of the lips. So this kind of a description will lead to a 3-term label for each SSBE vowel, and will be utilized in describing the characteristic of that particular vowel. Now, among the vowels of SSBE, there are 20 vowel phonemes, to be precise. Now, you must be wondering, what is this 20 vowels in SSBE or English? You were familiar with only 5 of them, and A, E, I, O, U being your vowels. But there is a misconception here. What usually referred to as the 5 vowels A, E, I, O, U are coming from the written symbols, written alphabet. So they are the equivalents of the sounds. So in speech, in connected speech, English uses 20 vowels. 12 of them are pure vowels, which are called monophthongs, because there is a single vowel value that is involved. And 8 of them are called diphthongs. Di means 2, so there are 2 sounds, 2 vowel sounds that are involved. So as and when we describe them, it will be clear to you as to how this is being described. So let us start first with the list of the monophthongs. Now, among the 12 pure vowels or monophthongs, 7 vowels are short and 5 are long. So I'm going to pronounce each of these short and long vowels, and please pay attention to them very, very carefully. The short vowels are E, A, 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 U, A, and the long vowels E, A, O, U, A. Now these I'm going to repeat again. E, A, 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 U, A, A. Short ones, and the long ones are E, A, A, U, A. That makes 12 vowels. Now, diphthongs are a combination of two vowel sounds, and the diphthongs are A, O, I, O, I, E, A, U. Again, the diphthongs are A, A, U, or rather O, I, O, I, E, A, U. So that makes it 12 plus 5. Plus 3, so that makes it 20 total vowel sounds. Now you must be wondering why I'm making these strange sounds, because these are the vowel sounds that are used in SSVE, that is Standard Southern British English, or RP. Now let me describe these in a little more detail, then you will probably get a better feel, a better understanding of these. Now, among these 12 monophthongs, 4 of them are front vowels. So, a mixture of long and short vowels, I'm going to recite, I'm going to pronounce them, and the front vowels are E, E. I'm going to repeat again. E, E, A, A. So you can see among the 4 front vowels, 3 are short and 1 is long. And there are 5 back vowels, out of which 3 are long and 2 are short. And so these vowels are, the long ones are A, O, U, and the short ones are A, U. So these 5 make the back vowels. And the remaining 3 among the 12 are 3 central vowels, 2 of them short and 1 long. So the short vowels are A, A, and I'll repeat again, A, A, and the long one is A. So now I'm going to describe them a little bit more. The first of the 4 front vowels is the long front vowel E. And if you want to describe it, it will be the following description. The front of the tongue is raised to that height just below the closed position. The lips are spread and the tongue is tense. It is a long vowel and can be labeled as or described as front close unrounded vowel. Now the words that use these vowels, this particular vowel, are be, these, even, Peter, beat, each, lead, see, tea, people, key, peace, field, etc. Now these vowels also, this vowel also occurs more frequently in words that are having an accent than in unaccented positions. So you would have it like something like even, complete, receive, employee. So the occurrence of this E vowel in unaccented positions is also decreasing in SSVE. So many speakers now use the short vowel E instead of E, especially in words like eat, east, eve, eel, sheet, please, thief, or see, tree, be. Traditionally, it should have been be, eat, east, eve, eel, etc. But this sound is decreasing a little bit, and many people use this e, which is a shorter version of this same thing. Now, the next vowel is the short vowel e. To produce this SSBE vowel, the back portion of the front of the tongue. Now, the front of the tongue is almost one third of the tongue from the tongue tip, and at the point which is about a third from the tongue tip to the back, that part is the raised portion, and this is raised just above the half closed position. The lips are spread but loosely, and in contrast to the position of E, the tongue is not tense, but it is in a lax position. It is relaxed. It can be described as central front half-close unrounded vowel, or sometimes centralized front half-close unrounded vowel. When you talk about centralized front, it refers to the front of the tongue, the third part of the tongue which is in the front. It is not a long vowel, unlike in E, but it is a short vowel. Now these two are sometimes described in our own Indian pantheon, in Indian phonetic theory, as the short and long vowels. So you have the hrasya, which is short, and dirgha, which means long. So you have hrasya e and dirgha e. So if you look at the Devanagari alphabets or aksharas, you will see that you have a word like imli. So the first E is a short E, and the last E is a long E. So it's like imli. So another word that describes the long version is eek. So it's easy to distinguish between these two. So in the Indian alphabet system, it is described as ee. After a and a, the two letters of alphabet that are there are ee. And then you have oo. So these the first ones are the shorter ones, and the later ones are the longer ones. So after these two, let me also describe where it occurs. So in words like village, evoke, coffee, foreign, monkey, women, guilt, rhythm, city, hilly, easy. So these are the shorter words that are used. So usually it occurs in accented as well as unaccented positions, something like omit, bigger, as in the accented position. Even a word like Indian, it is happening at the beginning, so it is the accented position. In unaccented position, it would be like trolley, exclude, exhaust, refer. And it can happen anywhere, in the initial part, in the middle part, or in the final part. It versus fit versus volley, or ill, fill, lady, enjoy, engine, coolie. So these distinction between E and E must be clearly maintained by a differentiation of length and quality. And this difference is apparent when you put the two words together and pronounce them, and they can lead to difference in meaning. Like beat, which is a long, versus bit. Feel versus fill. Leave versus live. Sleep versus slip. Heel versus hill. Seat versus sit. Feet versus fit. Field versus filled. So you can see that the changing the vowel, both in terms of quantity as well as the actual vowel, so you can have a difference in meaning, except this particular one vowel, everything else remains the same. So these pairs, which are minimally differentiating meaning, they are sometimes used to describe what are known as phonemes. Phonemes are those sounds which are unique in their occurrence, and that is the minimal unit of the sound that makes a meaning difference when used in the same context. So the meaning will be changed by replacing one sound, or from a meaningful word it can become a meaningless word, or from a meaningless word it can become a meaningful word. So that there is a difference in either meaning one and meaning two, or there is a meaning versus no meaning. So if one sound that makes the difference, these sounds are usually called the phonemes. We will describe the phonemes in more detail in a subsequent lecture, but let me continue with the other vowels. Now the next vowel that I want to talk about is the vowel, short vowel A. In the production of this vowel, the front of the tongue is raised to a point which is halfway between the half open and half closed position. The lips are loosely spread and more widely apart than from the vowel E. And the tongue is not as lax as in E. And this vowel can be described as a front unrounded vowel which is located between half closed and half open position. Like E, it is a short vowel. So, in terms of spellings and other words, there are words like any, many, said, again, end, dead, leisure, leopard, friend, berry, guest. All these words are using the short vowel E. Usually it occurs in syllables carrying the primary accent. Sometimes it may occur in syllables with the secondary accent, but may also occur in unaccented syllables. So, sometimes the word, when it changes the position of the accent from the position of the stress, so the vowel can change its location, or the vowel quality or the vowel itself may change. So these are some intricacies which are important for the vowel A. And it can happen, it can occur both initially and medially. There are no final position vowels which are using this vowel A. So you can have end, any, egg, else, but and also lend, send, friend, many, leg, sense. But you cannot have this as a final word, final position, at the word final position. And the last one of the front vowels is the short vowel A. This vowel is produced by raising the front of the tongue to a little below the half open position. The lips are in the neutral position and the mouth is more open and the lips are more spread than for the vowel A. So this vowel can be described as front unrounded vowel just below half open position. Again, to repeat, it's a short vowel, but in front of voiced consonants, it has a tendency to become a long vowel. For example, in bat, it is shorter than in beat, or in bad. So you don't say bad, you say bad. Whereas bat versus beat are having changes in meaning, but the contrast in bad is basically, if you use a shorter version of this vowel, the meaning completely disappears. So it's bad pronunciation if you use the word bad. You have to pronounce it as bad, because it tends to become longer when the subsequent sound is a voiced sound like J. We will look at these positional differences later in a later lecture, but suffice it to say that there are some positions where it can happen and some positions where it does not happen. At this stage, I think that should be enough for you to know. And this can occur in both accented and unaccented positions, like contact or canteen, damage, marriage, masseur, abnormal or abnormal. So in the same way like A, this vowel A also occurs only initial and middle position. So you can have add, sad, axe, lax, and, sand, apt, rapt, ass, lass, ant, sat. But you cannot have this vowel sound a at the end. And the distinction between these two vowels, a and a, are also clearly maintained by making a sufficiently open than in a. Like you have, if you contrast them, him, ham, said, sad, men, man, bet, bat, bed, bad, set, sat, pen, pan. So you can see that there are words which if you use these two vowels a and a, they can be having a changes in meaning. So these two pairs, this pair a and a, are contrasting pair. Everything else remaining the same, changing this particular vowel changes meaning of the words between, say for example, hem and ham, said and sad, men and man, bet and bat, bed and bad, so and so on and so forth. So these two vowels, both a and a, they will belong to two different, so they are two different phonemes. This is a single sound that makes a difference in meaning. So both of them are two distinct phonemes. So these are as far as the front vowels are concerned. Now let us look at the back vowels. So the five back vowels, a, o, u, a, u, first three being long and the last two being short, also can be described similarly. So I will start with a, which is a long vowel, and to produce this vowel, the jaws are kept very separated. The lips are in neutral position, and part of the tongue between the center and the back is fully open. And obviously it is a long vowel, and it can be described as a back open unrounded vowel. It can occur in words like aunt, laugh, heart, clerk, sergeant, half, palm, calm, bath, and it can occur in all the three positions, initially, in the middle, and also in the final position, like arms, art, arch, arc, arson, article. So these are all in the initial sound positions. Then you have in the medial sound position of the middle is charm, starve, heart, laughter, disaster, aghast, and in the final position, sta, fa, aha, car, etc. So there can be a whole list of words where you can use them. The next long vowel is a, like the words like in all, tall, warm, war, cause, daughter, fault, law, raw, straw, flaw, broad, more, card, store, before, poor, fought, thought, not, and so on and so forth. So these can, this vowel can occur in all the three positions, in the initial part of the word, in the middle part of the word, or in the final part of the word. Like, I'll give you a couple of examples, like art, awful, ordinary, are all in the initial position. And then in the middle position, it is in stall, sword, warrior, dawn, story. And in the final position, law, jaw, flaw, raw, etc., etc. So you can see that these three long vowels in the back long vowels, are, these two versus aw, must be maintained, because you have dark versus duck, last versus lost, guard versus God, hard, hot, sharp, sharp. So the second one of these are always the shorter a back vowel. So there are other words which I will be providing a list for you as a PDF document, a scanned version of the entire list. So you can listen and pronounce them and make your pronunciation perfect. And the third long vowel in the back is the vowel oo. So words like beauty, crew, moon, flute, June, juice, two. All these words use this long vowel oo. So to produce this vowel, the back of the tongue is raised, and that is why it is also known as a back vowel. And the back of the tongue is raised to very near the closed position. The lips are rounded very closely, and the tongue is in a tense position. It can be therefore described as a back close rounded vowel. And obviously it's a long vowel. And the two short vowels are U and A. So the vowel A is described as pronounced when the back of the tongue is raised slightly above the open position. The jaws are held widely open and the lips are slightly round. The vowel can be described, this vowel A can be described as back rounded vowel just above the open position. And obviously it is a short vowel. So, a list of words which can have these vowels like pot, dog, lorry, cuff, knowledge. So these words contain this short vowel a, which is a back vowel. And it occurs only in the initial and medial positions. It does not occur in the final position in any word. So words like on, often, opt, obstinate, obsolete, occupy, October, obvious. So these are all initially having the sound a, which is the back vowel, which is the back rounded vowel. In the middle position, words like gone, soft, fox, wander, quality, proverb, commodity, probable, drop, etc. And these words, there can be many more. So these are using this in the medial position. And the final of these vowels is the vowel oo, which is a long vowel. Oh, so I already talked to you about the long vowel. So maybe the short vowel, that is oo, that is remaining. So this vowel is a shorter version of the oo. So in the Devanagari, you have this, short oo and the long oo. That is oo, oo. So this distinction between oo, oo, like in the long version, you have oot, and in the shorter one is oof, if you want to describe it. So you can use these as a reference pronunciations, like wolf, foot, could, put, bull, sugar, wood, butcher, wood, wool, book, good, and many other words similarly. So this vowel, when it is articulated, it is articulated raising the part of the tongue nearer the back one-third position to the half-closed position. Lips are spread, loosely rounded, and the tongue is lax. This vowel can be described, therefore, as a centralized back rounded vowel just above the half-closed position and is a short vowel. It occurs in both accented and unaccented syllables both. It occurs in word medial positions only, except in the case of a weak form of to and you. So when you have to say, so today, or when you use the word to as a preposition, so you use it with a short. I'll give an example. So you don't say give the book to me. You say give the book to me. So this, when you use that to, so it is the u sound that is that occurs. So these 12 sounds that are there, these 12 vowel sounds, they are the 12 monophthongs, which are the pure vowels in received pronunciation or SSBE, Standard Southern British English. So these 12 are added to the repertoire with the 8 diphthongs, which I will describe in the next class. So thank you, and now is the time for questions.